Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What is up?
Get low.
Mike Lynch back, everybody.
Hey!
Mike Lynch, everybody.
Hello, hello.
No COVID for Mike.
I just had days off.
Yeah, you did. Welcome back.
Thank you.
That's nice
not,
to have
that's
you
not
back.
The rumor I'm hearing. Just saying. I'm hearing things. Word on the street.
Hey, can we talk about Dusty for a second?
Yes, we can.
Dusty Hera.
Yeah.
Of midday fame.
of AJ and Dusty.
Yeah.
He's and.
Famous show.
Yes.
They.
Sportscaster
of the year.
Not Dusty.
Well, no.
The other one.
Her.
Yes.
She's not the other one. She's AJ. She's the lead.
We were talking about
she's
Dusty.
She's number one.
Therefore, in this context, she would be the other one.
Finally, someone at this station wins an award.
Award-winning 1080 the Fan personality.
God.
We've only been doing this for 20 years, and finally we got someone. Wait, Furness back in the day, he won awards.
Well, he said he did. I don't know if he did. But I did see that he won the Washington Sportscaster of the Year award. Did you see that?
Former and current fan host winning awards, just not us.
Yeah.
We were nominated for something once, but I think that was on the TV
side. Awards all around us.
But we lost to that fishing guy. We watched some dude who has a fishing show out of Seattle, which, you know, you can't compete with, like, Bassmasters. What are you supposed to do?
So they were talking about, I think it was on their show, I don't know, but in our crosstalk, which is off the air, you know, like when we're switching shows here.
Yeah. I came in and AJ climbed the chair to yell at me from up above.
Well, she's getting big britches now that she's Sportscaster of the Year.
Yeah. I didn't know what was happening. She said, "Hey, Sukanik, I got something to say to you." And then she climbed up on the chair. I kind of thought she was going like Macho Man, like I was going to catch an elbow or something. Like, why would you climb a chair? But I guess she just needed to be like eye to eye with me. And so she climbed up.
They talked about how big you were on the show. When I was driving in earlier, they were discussing that they needed to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear about what. But she said that you're very large and that you look straight up she looked straight up to see you.
Ah.
So she was going to try to get to your eye level.
You're so cute,
she did. She lorded above me. That's a Patterson move when he would sit up high. What was his first name? Was it
Steve?
Steve Patterson. Yeah.
Come on, man.
I blanked on that. For some reason, I was thinking Rich. When he would have like press conferences, he would sit up above and then like it was a power move. He would like lord over you to intimidate you.
So they were talking about the viral video that we all woke up to today.
Yeah, the gal getting clipped.
Yeah, she's a reporter in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And she's out there doing her little bit. And she gets hit by a car.
Yeah, kept going.
Well, there's a lot going on there. First of all, a lot of people, because, you know, on social media, people don't think about anything. They just react, you know?
Sure.
So everyone was going crazy. Not everyone, but, you know,
people.
How social media does.
The royal we, the editorial we.
Yeah. You want to hear the audio of it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll play it, and then we'll talk about it.
On the 3's Tori Yorke joins us now live in Dunbar. And, Tori, they're not seeing any flakes but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze-thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
Yep. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on
okay.
TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is,
You know what? It's one sure woman band. Okay, we're good, Tim. Ma'am, sure you okay. are so sweet and you are
we're good. Good, Tim.
It is all good.
The people need their weather.
Oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
Oh, I don't even... Oh. Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even know. I don't even know, Tim.
She's getting the scoop.
My whole life just flashed before my eyes. Oh, but this happen. Is live TV and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly we might need to move the camera over a bit. Yeah. So let me do that while I'm thinking of it.
I love Tim.
And
Tim's
she's working her own camera, by the way.
Well, yeah, that's okay. Yeah. So
that's the life of news reporters.
People's overreaction on social media was, God, the cameraman didn't do anything.
There is no cameraman.
Folks, they cut the cameraman years ago. Yeah. She's out there with her own car, her own camera,
tripod,
her own microphone.
Yeah.
She's doing it all.
I was in college and was in broadcast journalism school, and they told us, nobody has cameramen anymore unless you're in the biggest cities.
Yeah.
She was in West Virginia.
Dunbar,
you think she has a camera? She's lucky she has a camera.
Dunbar, West Virginia, doing their equivalent of when we send someone to Hood River. Look, she's on her own at that point. Lucky that the car just kind of clipped a cheek. It kind of got her in the, like it sideswiped her.
It looked way more violent than she made it seem. Like she gets like knocked out of the way really heavily.
Well, I will tell you that having been hit by a car... You don't need to be going fast to send you in a free for all. Like it's you don't need to get hit at 30 miles an hour to go flying. You do move fairly quickly when struck by a car, even if it's going quite slow.
I enjoyed Tim.
Yeah,
who did not panic at all. He just sat there and was like, if you see the video of it, he's just watching.
He's a wily veteran. He's seen people hit by cars.
He probably didn't see it happen. Because his monitor to see what she's on is so small, like under the desk. He was probably just looking at the teleprompter. And then all of a sudden, she's not in the frame anymore, and he hears the noise.
What happened to Candace?
Yeah, see, I think Tim saw it all, and he was like, this is great TV.
keep it going.
Hopefully
it
she's hurt.
Do it live. We'll do it live.
Where did you get hit, up high or down low?
Yeah, weird question.
We'll do it live.
Anyway, Dusty was saying, so the reporter said that she got hit like that before.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a person who has been hit multiple times by automobiles.
Yes.
Dusty's philosophy is, and this is what we were talking about off the air before we switched over, he was asking me if I've been hit by a car, and I said, well, no. Mm-hmm. And his philosophy is that more people have been hit by cars multiple times than people who have only been hit once.
Yeah, he's claiming that
if you get
hit once... Then you're more than likely to get hit a
again.
Second time.
And what is that? So I think what he's saying is some people are more prone to being hit by auto.
Now I've never considered.
What is that?
It's probably like a lack of caution in certain situations, maybe.
Maybe.
Like those who don't get hit by cars are ultimately aware of everything going on around them, whereas those who do, I don't know, more aloof or I don't know, put themselves in more dangerous situations.
Are you oblivious, you people? Being
I don't
hit
know.
Multiple
I've,
times?
I've never thought
what do
about
you mean,
that.
You people.
Yeah, look at you.
Well, Sook.
You people.
Sook's been. I haven't. You have been.
Well, and I guess,
Mike, have you been hit by a car?
God, no.
Huh. Yeah, see, Mike's very aware. No.
I think I was under the impression.
I would never be hit by a car.
I think I was under the impression, and this is what I guess AJ was saying on air, that I'm too big to get hit by a car. Like, I can't sneak.
Except that it's happened to you twice.
Exactly. And I don't necessarily think that either one of them's my fault.
Well, it wasn't her fault.
Yeah.
She said it's happened to her twice.
She was just kind of standing there. So I've never really thought about this other than I kind of thought that maybe this was more common than I thought.
What do you think the percentage is of people who have been hit by a car?
I would have said more like 20%, but I guess like listening to their feedback, I guess this is a fairly common occurrence. But if you get hit once, then you're more likely to get hit again. I've never given any thought to it. And let me just say, there's a difference between getting hit by a car and getting hit by a car.
Right.
Right? Like the one.
Yeah, she wasn't really. I mean.
Well, she got hit, but.
But
you know,
like you're saying, like she wasn't hit.
I've never been hit by like a car on the freeway. I'm dead.
I mean, she was almost pinned in between two cars. That was pretty scary.
Yeah, she sounded fine. I don't know. I think that's just a weird thing.
Didn't she go, I'm fine, I'm fine. Ugh!
Yeah,
I'm
she
fine.
Made some noises, but she, you know. You got to give her credit. She popped right back up.
Yeah, she's a tough son of a gun.
She went and got the camera. And
this is live television, and I'm okay.
Yeah, you keep it going, man.
All good, Tim. All good.
Yeah, let's go. Keep it going. Like Joey, remember Joey was hit by a car, Harrington.
Yeah, on his bike.
His was bad.
Yeah.
In fact, I was just reading an article like a week or two ago in SI, Sean Bradley. Remember the 7'6" Sean Bradley? Yeah,
paralyzed.
He's paralyzed from the chest down.
Oh, yeah.
Clipped by a car.
Yeah.
So
What is your deduction there?
Well, but like that.
High-level athletes get hit by cars more? Like,
yes.
What is Dusty saying? Like, it's such a weird...
It was a weird
take. He says everybody that he knows that has been hit by a car has been hit multiple times, and I find that fascinating.
Yeah,
I have never known this at all.
Right here, P1 John is in. I've been hit by a car twice and hit two cars himself. So
there you have it. Everyone gets hit by a car more than once, or you don't get hit.
But again, I guess what my point was with like Joey and Sean Bradley, like those are different than like when I was struck by a car. Like those are catastrophic, you know. I'm going to say 20 miles an hour and above is a different category than getting...
Well, I'm guessing not a lot of people have been hit in that regard.
Exactly.
Most people just get, you know, it's just,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you get... I got hit once in Florida. I got hit once in Bali. The one in Bali was a decent one, but it was such a small car. I did go up on the hood, but it wasn't... It was like a little... Any cars over there, like in Indonesia and Asia, they're just the tiniest little things. And, like, had that been a truck, I feel like that would have been way worse. And then the one in Florida it was more like this one, where the ground hurt more than getting hit by the car. Like, the car didn't bother me so much, but you do go flying a little bit, and then the ground hurts, and you end up with some road rash. And as long as you don't hit your head or something, then, you know, you wake up, and then you have another one, and you shrug it off, and, you know. Go about your business.
FedEx worker here says he's been hit so many times, he quit counting.
There you go.
He quit counting after 10.
Well,
what do you mean,
that.
There you go? What does that tell you?
See, now this guy here with the FedEx worker, that guy's probably in and out of traffic
all the time. Of course he's been hit.
Yeah, he's just running around.
I think that, I mean, if you pulled FedEx, Amazon, or
I think they
you know,
are
UPS
the top
people,
of the list.
How many, what percentage of them have been hit by a car?
Yeah.
Probably a high percentage.
See, and I thought you would have been struck by a car because, bars, like both of mine
bars.
Yeah. But if you're out and about at bars, that's both of where my, strikes came from was you're out and about, maybe you've had a couple, maybe you're not as aware. And then other people that are driving around, like that is a situation that's just ripe to get clipped in a, in a going to or leaving, exiting a bar or a bar district.
District. Okay.
Right.
Well, like, I mean, you're talking about like my olden days.
Yeah. Your olden days.
My
well,
past.
This was me.
I haven't been to a bar in years. I mean, like, you know, just going belly up at a bar. It's just been since before COVID, which
but
was
I
like 2 years ago.
I would have thought in your past, you know, you go down to like the Gas Lamp District in San Diego, Ybor City, Beale Street,
nothing.
Like that sort of thing.
Nothing. And now Dusty's only been hit once. So it's only a matter of time.
He's got another
according
one
to his own theory.
He's got
he is
coming.
About to be hit by a car.
Yeah.
So you better be careful.
And hopefully it's not one that's big or one going very fast.
I know you often say, like, you know, I'll present you with findings from studyfinds.org.
Yes.
Many times you'll be like, they're paying money to study this. And my answer is always yes. We study everything. Mm-hmm. I feel like some money needs to be set aside to study this. I want the definitive
odds
answer to this. Yeah.
What are your odds of getting struck by a car? And then once you get struck once, do your odds then skyrocket?
Are some people, again? I think you have to determine, are some people more prone to being struck by a car?
Hmm.
And is that a true thing? Is that a real thing? Dusty's onto something.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm intrigued by it. I'm interested in the Stanford study on this, although it probably wouldn't be a Stanford study. I'm guessing this would be more like a University of Tampa study, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of those, a Washington State sort of study.
I don't care who does it, as long as they get the funding and do it right.
Do it legit. Yeah. These are important findings.
That's right. This is important.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.